Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zurian Show, and as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits, and of course, success. Today we're going to talk about what is leadership with purpose and passion. So again, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to the show today, it's a show that you want to share with everyone that you know, especially if they're in the area of leadership, if they're in the area of business, if they've got a slump going on in their business or in some cases in their life, or if they just don't feel the passion that they should be feeling in what they do and how they do it. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we have the pleasure and the honor, the unique honor of having Ms. Janet A. Ford, who is the CEO and founder of Leadership with Purpose and Passion, so LWPAP, LLC, and she has a fast-growing business and does a full range of management and consulting, a full range of management, and she has a consulting firm, and she provides customized training along with support and proactive organizational teams designed to provide a healthy work environment for their employees. And I know each and every one of us have worked in that situation or that environment where we've either around toxic people or in some cases it's our leadership that's toxic. Not that it's not a good company, it's just that they may have hired the wrong people or need to figure out how to get the right people in place. So with that said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to let Janet share all of the information that she's going to bless us with today and also welcome Ms. Janet A. Ford. Hello, Janet. How are you?
Well, hello. How are you today?
Not as good as you, but I get to talk to you, so I'm moving up on that evolutionary chart.
Wow. Gee, you said that wonderfully. I'm really excited to be here today. I just want to thank you for the opportunity once again to be on your radio blog talk show. I think you provide valuable information to your listening customers. So I would love to talk about leadership with purpose and passion. I have a couple of things that I would definitely like to just focus on, and then if there's anyone in the audience that would love to ask me any questions, please do so. I believe all you have to do is press 1 if that is correct. If not, Zane will definitely let you know. So
yes,
let's just
talk about it. They can call in to the call-in number, or they can also send any messages that they have in through the chat room. The call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 323-443-7471. Again, that's 323-443-7471. Or if you want to put your message in the chat room, you can feel free to do that, and then I will forward it to Janet. Go ahead, Janet.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. So let's talk about what is leadership with purpose and passion. Well, we are a minority women-owned small business, and we're a consortium of leadership and personal development professionals. We are inspired to change the organizational culture through focused seminars, workshops, and on-site consultations. Our company's vision is to be recognized for excellence in igniting organizational change and personal discovery by offering unique experiences and programs to small, medium, and large, both profit and nonprofit organizations. The programs that are offered are conducted by myself, as well as a team of highly skilled professional managerial consultants. They collectively have over 100 years of experience. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Thank you. I apologize for that. I thought we got cut off. Okay, so collectively we have over 100 years of experience in developing and maintaining positive work environments and personal relationships. And how do you do that? Well, through self-awareness and interpersonal development. Our expertise and the common foundational background of my team, we provide the target audiences a unique type of experience and an example, actually, of how the ability to effectively relate to other people can change the course of our customers' lives, both professionally and also personally. So I've had people ask me, well, what makes leadership with purpose and passion different from other leadership organizations or those that provide leadership training? Well, I believe that the first thing that sets us apart is that we are a group of professionals that have grown together over the years, and we work together as a collective unit. I think that's very, very important. A lot of times you can put people together and you may have like backgrounds, but if you don't connect together as a unit first, then it's very difficult to connect with the audience. So I think, number one, we bring that to the table. The second thing we bring to the table is our varied experiences and managerial and leadership roles and responsibilities. We all have a strong desire to make a positive difference in today's work environment, realizing that the majority of people in the workforce work between 8 and 14 hours a day. That's a long time to be away from family, to be away from friends, and to be in an environment that actually has a significant impact on your daily life. We also have the flexibility to address various leadership topics in short notice. We believe in developing what you need and delivering what you need when you need it. So it's almost kind of like that philosophy of the just in time. You tell us what you want, we go out and we develop that, and we come back and we deliver the training. And also our low-cost overhead also helps with that, in the fact that our team is basically a more virtual team versus sitting in an office waiting for the phone to ring and having all of the overhead expenses. So I'll stop right there, and Zane, if you have a question you would like to ask me, then please feel free to do so.
How did you come up with the concept of what you're doing?
That's a very interesting question. I came up with the concept because I was a former manager of two air traffic facilities for the FAA, and I worked myself up through the ranks from actually a GS1 all the way up through GS15, which took a few years, obviously. So I really experienced it on both sides of the fence, as a training, as a developmental, as a person that was in training and receiving training, becoming a specialist on the floor, also then being promoted as a supervisor, then as an assistant manager, and then a manager of two air traffic facilities. And one of the things that I found was that the key ingredient in the success of the supervisors and managers was how they connected with their people. It was extremely important that they understood what was needed, not only for the work environment itself, but also individually. And that connectivity was vitally important to their success. And once the role switched and I got into the managerial realm, then I realized that in order for me to be successful, I have to ensure that my employees are successful, that it was not about me getting my work done, but it was about me providing my employees the resources that they needed to effectively do their job. And when that occurred, they were able to produce and they were able to perform well above the average. Also, job satisfaction improved. My credibility improved. It allowed them to trust me and realize that I really, really had their best interest at heart. So when I looked at that, it's like, and I looked at today's environment, I realized that in a lot of organizations, that is lacking. And if that's lacking, that means that there are problems, Because there's really only three things that are going on in an organization that causes problems. It's either a people problem, a process problem, or a profit problem. But when you think about the process and the profit, they all start with people. So if we don't address the people issues in any organization, then eventually it's going to affect the other two.
That is very, very true. Again, like I said, I know that I have, and I know that you have, and most people have, we've worked in toxic environments, and sometimes that toxicity is deeply embedded in the leadership.
Unfortunately, you're absolutely right. And it really saddens me because I believe that as a supervisor and manager, that is should be our first priority. Our first priority should be our employees, identifying their strengths, identifying their challenges, and helping them improve. In doing that, what happens is that you get buy-in that you really could not earn any other way. You get commitment, you get support. Therefore, you have an employee that if you have something to do and you need to meet a deadline, that person will really be on your team and they will work until they get it done. Why? Because they believe in you. Not necessarily anything else, but because they believe in you, they will go the extra mile. And I think that's what's missing in a lot of our work environments today, the connectivity and the interpersonal relationships that bond people together in such a way that they can do almost anything.
I totally agree. And, again, I hope that the people listening understand that, you know, again, their success is based on their people. That's their greatest asset. You know, you're not just paying somebody for time. You're paying them for productivity and effectiveness and all of that stuff. Please go ahead.
Right. You know, one of the things is that, you know, I've also had someone say, well, why am I so compassionate about the leadership? Why am I? Well, I think it's all wrapped up in our vision. The vision is to have a healthy and productive work environment that is created by effective situational leadership. And then it follows up with our mission statement, and that is to improve employee performance, the customer satisfaction, and company profits. By how? By providing practical principles of management and leadership. And one of the things that I have seen is that there are thousands of leadership books. There are thousands of books on management. But leadership, true leadership, comes from within ourselves. It comes from the heart of a person. You have to have the desire to help someone else be better at whatever that is, whether it's on the job or off the job. It's something that you want to do, not something that you have to do, not even something that you are paid to do. It has to come from the heart. And so what we are looking at, and that's kind of a shift in our society, because right now we're in the me-ism society. Well, it's all about me. What's in it for me? What are you going to do for me? If I do this, am I going to get this promotion, or am I going to get this raise, or are you going to give me a good referral? It's always about me. And so what happens is we get very, very selfish in the workplace, very selfish. And we all know what selfishness does. It kind of like with a closed fist, nothing can get in. Once you open that fist and you're willing to give, then that's when you're able to receive. And that is something that is very toxic in some of the work environments. Now, there are organizations that are doing it right. I mean, and there are some. And you know what? And that is really a great thing. But we need more organizations that are doing it right. And that's what my business is all about. That's what leadership with purpose and passion is all about, is to help those organizations, for whatever reason, are having issues in those areas, to help them get it right with their employees so then they can improve profits, have more productive employees, and then improve their overall work environment.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, continue. Lead on.
You say lead on. Well, one of the things I'd like to talk about, if I can, I'll switch a little bit. So once I've kind of talked about the company and what our philosophy is and why I do what I do, but I want to talk about the strategy behind this, and it's really very simple. What we do is that we customize training. We customize training to meet the customer's needs. That's exactly what we do. And we do this in a three-phase training process. It's a three-phase training program. The first phase is this, is that what we do is that we come in and we do an analysis of the company's current training program, your strengths and your challenges. Unfortunately, there are a lot of companies that don't even have a training program, and that's really sad in and of itself. Most of the time in a company, training is the first thing you cut. If money is tight, okay, cut out the training. You know, obviously we don't need that. But what people don't understand is that training is your foundation. You have to properly train your people, and you have to continue with refresher training, supplemental training. That is so vitally important because if your people aren't trained, they cannot produce effectively. If they are not trained, that means that you are setting them up to fail, and you're assuming that they already have everything that they need to get the job done. And a lot of companies get stagnated because of the fact that they have a poor or no training program. So phase one is analyzing a company's training program, and that's done through meeting with employees and management and even observing performance. Coming up with, we also use a pre-training evaluation to document the current performance and the company status so that that can be compared to a post-training evaluation. Then the second phase of the training is really to deliver the training that has been developed based on the feedback that we received in phase one. And that delivery comes in various forms. It could be in a classroom environment. It could be one-on-one. It could also be in a lecture environment. So depending on the organization, obviously the size and the structure and the content that they're needing, we will determine how to best deliver that training. Then the third phase is the post-training evaluation process. And so the evaluations are conducted to determine whether or not the training resulted in a positive or maybe a negative or no change outcome. You want to know whether or not the money that you spent on the training actually worked. So if it worked, then okay, well, you do it again. If it didn't work, well, you back up and you say, well, okay, well, what didn't work? Why didn't it work? And then you work that out, and then either you decide to come up with a different type of training or you decide that there, you know, for some reason it didn't work and you go to plan B or plan C, whichever that is. But you need to know. So that post-evaluation process is very, very, very important. And so and once we do that, then there's a follow-up even after that just to see how the organization is doing. And that's outside of the three phase, but that should happen anyway. Just so, you know, letting the company know that, you know, you haven't just dropped them after, you know, three phases are over, but that they are still in your thought and still in your mind, and you're wanting to know how are things going. And then, obviously, then that generates other things as well. So that's how we conduct the training in an organization, whether it's and it doesn't matter the size of the organization, because basically we can develop it to fit whatever the need is at the time.
It's a huge plus.
Well, we believe that it is, and it has been proven to work very well, not only in our organization but in other organizations as well. So it's not something that's new. A lot of times it's just not utilized, but it's very effective.
Outstanding. Again, it sounds like you provide a real quality service to a lot of companies. They just need to open up their eyes and also know that you exist. Could you share with the listeners how they can get in contact with you and how they can learn more?
Absolutely. Before I do that, I wanted to just briefly talk about, let everyone know, what's coming next. One of the things we're working on is corporate training opportunities, and those will be coming starting in August and September. We're going to be launching a 2 to 3 day training workshops, and right now we have 6 topics that we are going to focus on. Specifically, one is communications, and everybody in the listening audience knows why. Customer service, secondly, obviously without customers, most of us would be out of business. Supervisors and managers workshop. There's a workshop. It's a 3-day workshop, and it gets very, very intense and concentrated on supervisory and managerial responsibilities. That we have a personality trait workshop to help us determine who we are and why do we operate the way we operate. That's very important when you're dealing with people. You first have to know yourself before you can try to figure out anybody else. Also, we have a stress management workshop that we'll be offering. And lastly, writing and email etiquette workshop that we have. If you're interested in any of those and you would like to get in touch with us, please send me an email. My email is jford@lwpap.com, or you can go to our website, www.lwpap.com, and go to the comments section and send me a message requesting a training consultation. You can also find us on the Leesburg, Virginia Patch blog. Those blog posts have various leadership topics if you want to just kind of go and check us out. I am also on LinkedIn, on Facebook, and I'm also on Twitter.
Thank you very much. Now tell us more. We need it.
Tell you more, you need it. Well, I will do a basically just kind of a brief closing because I know that we are running a little bit close to the end. But one of the things for me, and I have to be careful because I am kind of long-winded because I'm really instructional in nature, is that I believe that organizations today want to succeed in every aspect. I believe that they want to create a work environment for their employees so their employees can thrive in every area. Not only just generate profits for the organization, but also enhance their own skills and abilities. So I believe, in general, most CEOs of companies want that for their employees. What happens a lot of times is that because of just business in general, people issues, changes in our economy, changes within the organizational structure or those changes within our society that impact those organizations, what happens is that we begin to switch in our focus. And a lot of times when we are in the fix-it mode, there's something that goes lacking. And most of the time, it's going to be people-related. When we don't put our most valuable resource at the top of the pile, what happens is there's a slow deterioration. There's a slow deterioration in communication. There is a slow deterioration then in performance. And then as a result of that, then you have other issues that come into play. If you are in a unionized organization, then now you have increased union issues, you have grievances, you have complaints, you have employee issues such as you have disgruntled employees, you have sick leave abuse, you have good people walking off the job, you have supervisors or managers are just kind of put their head in the sand and they won't deal with issues and things that are going on that they really should deal with, even though they know about them. And so what happens is that you have organizations that begin to implode because things are not addressed. And the reason they're not addressed is because in a crisis, you normally put all of your energy on the crisis and everything else kind of falls by the wayside. And sometimes it's very hard for an organization to come back from that, and they need a little help. It's not that you're in the worst shape, but you need some help to get back on track. And people issues are very difficult because you're dealing with personalities. You're dealing with all of the human aspects. And so with that, then sometimes having someone to come in and help and assist with that and redirecting that is a benefit to the organization. And Leadership with Purpose and Passion is an organization that can help organizations do just that. So I appreciate the time that you provided for me, Zoraine, on this radio blog. I'm looking forward to feedback, and I'm looking forward to possibly doing a business with some of the listeners. If not, just give me even if you have a comment about what I've been stating, please do so. You can do it on my LinkedIn page, or if you want to tweet, you can do that, and I'll respond. But I want to thank you so much for this opportunity to share my heart, really, about why I do what I do, because I truly do believe in it. I believe in it because I've already lived it, and what I have, I want to share with those, especially those that need it and to make a difference. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't think that you have a problem, that probably means it's definitely time for you to contact Ms. Ford. I said, because if you don't have that problem, then guess what? That means it might be right around the corner, or get a tune-up. Do you go to the doctor for a checkup? Yes. One of the motivational speakers said? He said, do you only brush your teeth once, or do you brush your teeth every day? You know, same thing. You may have a problem that could become a bigger problem, and if you have a problem, you may not be aware of it. By getting checkups and all of that stuff, you end up finding out ahead of time or hopefully before it gets worse. So for those of you that are having some problems, contact Ms. Ford. Maybe she can help you in maybe bringing it to the attention of some of the leadership in your company. For those of you that are managers and presidents of companies and founders, again, you do want to keep your company rolling. That is your legacy. Don't let somebody else tear down your ship. So, Ms. Ford, we've got like about a minute left. Is there anything, or 2 minutes left, is there anything that you'd like to say in closing before we go?
Yes. I want to remind the listeners that leadership is a choice. We make a choice to lead, but once we make that choice, then it's our responsibility to lead well. It's our responsibility to lead with integrity. It's our responsibility to lead our employees with a vision and also with a strategy. When we do that, then we are creating a cohesive team that will follow us to the end of the world. And when you look at people like Martin Luther King and John F. Kennedy, they were true visionary leaders, but they also had a strategy, and they were excellent in execution and what they did. So thank you again for listening, and I look forward to hearing from many of you.